If you've never listened to the show before, my name's Campbell Walker.
My name's Bryce Mills.
And the premise of the show is that we find content, we scour the internet to find content that we think proves our hypothesis that God is dead. This week, I found something, Bryce. I have a feeling every time I think that I stumble on something juicy, I'm like, hey, Bryce, check this out. You'll be like, oh yeah, dude, I found that out when I was six. 8 years before it came out. Right, so Bryce, do these words mean anything to you? Finding my Republican goddess.
Oh no, they don't ring any bells. Okay, I'm about to be taken on a journey here. What the hell are we about to look at?
Let's just dive right in.
God is dead, deep dive.
Finding my Republican goddess.
Is this, Cam, something that I will need to tell people to have a look at the Instagram, God is Dead, Not Clickbait, to get a visual for?
This is exactly something that you'll be needing to tell people to check the Instagram, God is Dead, Not Clickbait, to get a visual for. So, my brother, for those who don't know, my younger brother is the definition of an edgelord. I base a lot of my edgelord characters on him. He is exactly the type of guy who would call me a normie cuck, given half a chance. He was actually editing this podcast for me and Bryce for a while, and he sends me his stuff, which is just far edgier than anything that I can dig up. And he found something called findingmyrepublicangoddess.com.
Oh, no. Is this... I don't want to, like, jump too far ahead, but is this... Is this in the same family as those things that go viral on news things every, like, once a year? And I feel like these type of stories, there are the same pockets of the community have the same reactions to them. So, you know those things where it's like, I saw a girl with green eyes and a polka dot handbag on the 725 from Central to Redfern, and I'm just trying to find her. And, you know, all the big media things are like, oh my God, this is so
lost
nice. And then a lot of women are quite rightfully saying, dude, this is fucking scary. Like, don't help him find this girl. This is so weird. I feel like those never go well in the long term, these type of like, I'm on a mission to find this girl that I saw type things.
Well, this isn't even a mission to find a girl that he's seen. This is on a mission to find a girl that he is kind of making up.
Oh, yeah. I thought this might be... It's either that or that. Oh, it's like The Bachelor for normal people.
Normal is a stretch. I will explain why. So I click the link my brother sends me, and I get taken to a photo of a guy who is a 68-year-old man wearing a fedora in a suit, and he's doing this really kind of dorky grin at the camera. Bryce, I'm going to send you this link now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to have a look. But oh, what do you mean dorky fedora? This guy is swagged out.
This guy has swag.
He does swag. He has a head that looks like a jelly bean, though, or like a tic-tac.
He's got a long head and a very piercing gaze with a smile, and he's got no lips, which I feel like is important to mention just for the visual. We will be putting this on God is Dead, Not Clickbait. This is the photo of his on the whole website that I think warrants the least shock.
I see. Oh, my God. Okay. And he's in a very brown room. There's like a brown sort of wicker background. He's got I don't want to say tartan, but it's a suit with sort of squares, a red maroonish tie with, like, it's a pretty lame tie, pretty old school tie.
All these photos are professionally taken as well. So we scroll down and it says, seeking awesome Republican goddess.
Okay.
Hi, I am looking for a Republican goddess for marriage. This
In
is
bold.
My own personal website that I have created to help me find her. No other men are here, just me. If you are a single woman who might potentially be interested, then I invite you to take my virtual hand and let me guide you through this website. Bryce, take it from here.
What is it, by the way, with fucking old cunts that they need to... That, you know what this thing people just start doing over the certain age? Or
nice to e-meet you?
Well, not that, but also people that are our age that are fucking old mentally will do this as well, that are just kind of, they should be in a retirement home. People that will go, make sure to like, in inverted commas, my page. It's like, you don't need to put that in inverted commas. It's an accepted verb, you know? Make sure to follow me on Instagram. You don't need to put it in inverted commas. I've seen 20-year-olds doing that, like, hey, I don't know if you've heard of following. It's like, Are you disconnected to this world? Look, what planet are you from? I mean, I'm being brutal.
We're 20 years deep into that terminology and technology. Yes. Just roll with the punches.
Log on to your laptop. I don't want to be brutal, but I just do notice this whole thing of like, take my virtual, like people thinking they need to put a disclaimer there that this is actually not really a normal word to be using. Like, yeah, we understand, man. We understand. But anyway, this guy says, I am a healthy... what the hell? I'm a healthy 68. That's a full stop after that. I'm looking for a woman born in any year from 1950 to 1995. So looking from... 25 is apparently in his age range, who takes excellent care of herself.
So already he's starting to put brackets on. Mm-hmm. It's foreshadowing the rest of the website. He's a natural born US citizen residing in Los Angeles, California, USA.
What's natural born?
We'll get to that. I will consider relocating within the United States, but I am unwilling to move to another country. If the woman I'm looking for lives outside the United States, she must be willing and legally able to move to the United States to marry me and live with me here.
As you read through this website, you will notice that I'm an intense, complex man who thinks way, and in quotation marks, outside the box. Christ, I foreshadowed this shit. Do you see what I mean?
I see what you mean.
If my intensity / complexity is too much for you, or if I think too far, again, outside the box for you, well then, we are not a match. I seek a woman who is likewise intense and complex, not a mild or simple woman, nor a woman who thinks I wrote way too much here. She too thinks outside the box. The lady I'm looking for will be inspired and excited by this website. Fuck me. So this woman needs to basically think he is a hyper-intelligent god that's so smart for making this website.
You've kind of picked exactly how he sees himself from the get, but we still haven't got down to all his criteria, which is what's coming next. But firstly, we're still not done with his bio. I am very demanding, in a good way, that will make my goddess wife-to-be incredibly happy beyond her wildest dreams and keep her wildly happy for life. I am flexible on many things, but there are some things I am not flexible on. I respect your time. Therefore, I will begin by asking you a series of 11 questions to see if you meet my inflexible requirements. If not, we'll say goodbye without a kiss.
Oh, come on.
My inflexible requirements. I love this guy. Bryce, do you want to give us that last paragraph?
Yeah, and I will just say before that, it's funny that like this gentle sir type character has actually existed long before the internet. This guy is quite old, and I'm fascinated in the fact that this type of guy existed before like nice guyism was a thing, or just like arrogant gentle sirism.
Before incels, which I'll put a pin in that we can return to later.
Yeah, so just to finish his criteria, if you manage to make it through all 11 questions without a kissless goodbye, it's like a game show, then I will...
Dude, honestly.
Then I will tell you a lot in bold about myself, the relationship I want, and my demanding requirements. Oh, Christ. So it's like, if you make it through the inflexible things, then you make it to the demanding round. Like,
it's,
what?
It's incredible. It's so good, man.
I will tell you far, far more than you will see in the men's profiles on any dating website. Okay, well, that explains why he's doing this. Then you'll have the opportunity to fill out a detailed contact form and submit it to me with your photos. Sincerely, Reverend William. And just a little note, it's really funny, down the bottom it says copyright 2019 and 2020 by FMRG Trust, I assume
his trust,
Reverend. Yeah, all rights reserved. You may not copy any text or image from this website without written permission. Well, Reverend William, we are about to dunk on you, my friend.
Suck it, nerd.
God is Dead Deep Dive Part 2,
The Questionnaire.
So Cam's done the questionnaire. You kind of know what's coming up here. Do you think I should just... Because I'm actually looking for a Republican god. As a Republican goddess, I think I could meet the criteria. Should I just do it?
Please, click the link. I want to see how it goes. Question 1 of 11, Bryce.
Photos taken in September 2019 is him in lots of different poses with a shit outfit. We'll just put all these pictures on the Instagram. But in one of them, he's doing the OK symbol. Don't know if he's across internet culture about how that can kind of be an iffy thing to do, but let's have a look at question one.
For those of you who aren't, the OK symbol, the circle of the index finger and thumb and the three fingers up, is a dog whistle for white power because it spells WP, just filling you in.
Well, it's hard because I don't know. I'm not fully across it, but I'm pretty sure like that's not us saying if you see someone do that symbol, they're automatically doing that. But there's been pockets of people that have so that's why it can be murky. And if it's a Republican God, who knows?
Bryce, yeah. Question one
okay.
of 11. How do you feel about U.S. President Donald Trump? A, I think Trump is a great president and I fully support him. B, I'm open-minded about Trump and I would like to learn why he's a great president. C, I dislike or am disgusted by President Trump and would never vote for him. D, something else.
I think if I'm trying to make it to the end of this questionnaire as a Republican goddess that wants to share their, share their love with a Republican god, I'm going to have to really think about what would he want. And if he's looking for a Republican goddess, I got to say it's A or B. I'm going to go with, I think Trump is a great president and I fully support him.
Now, just for those playing at home, if you were to click something else, which
what actually happens?
Pretty much all of this, you come to an amazing page. It just says, we are not a match. Thank you for your time. Good luck to you. Goodbye. In brackets, no kiss. And then two spaces down in more brackets, if you got here by mistake, click your back button.
Kick the in quotation marks back button.
It's wow. So good.
Okay, so no kiss. I don't know why the fuck he keeps emphasizing the kissless goodbye.
It is very interesting. And what's also interesting is you've already tried to apply logic to this, that you're gonna act in the way that a good, honorable Christian Republican would act. We'll see how far this logic gets you. For this man is no normal reverend.
Let's go to I said Trump is great. I just gotta click it. His website. All right. Oh, question 2 of 11. I made it to the... Wow, lots of options for question 2, Cam. And another picture of him.
Once again, professionally taken. It's quite beautiful. And his trademark fedora makes the cut. I got to say, he's easy on the eyes for a freak.
Oh, dude, not a bad looking guy at all, actually. Yeah, and that can be the problem with the biggest freaks is they're the most,
sometimes.
They
live in the beautiful bubble. All of a sudden, they live in a very friendly universe, not reality.
Nicest people hiding the darkest secrets, sometimes they say.
Wow.
Really makes you think.
Question 2 of 11, Bryce. It's really deep. Question 2 of 11. What is your marital status? I have never been married. I am engaged to marry my boyfriend. I am married. I am legally separated, but not divorced from my husband. I am legally divorced from the husband of my most recent marriage, and I have not remarried. I'm a widow from... It just keeps going on like this. There are honestly too many for me to read out and keep this interesting. Whoa.
One of them's like, I escaped from my husband and my marriage is uncertain. He's sort of everything. I'm going to say never married.
The best bit about that one, you missed out my favorite word. I escaped from my husband's harem.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It's like, when you got heaps of wives, like seals. Seals have a harem of girl seals.
Wow.
Like male seals do.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, I'm going to say I've never been married and I can actually speak from honesty in this one. So click that. Oh, we have I thought that was going to be the face it gives you when you failed. It's him doing like a Home Alone shocked face. But what is your gender history? I'm a female. My physical body is female and has been a female ever since my birth. I am happy in all caps that I'm a female.
Oh, what's the second option?
Something else. Right. Well, I think we know that something else is going to be the one that gets you to the other page. So I will click the first very exhaustive answer.
Now, here's where it gets a little interesting. Question 4 of 11. Which of the following best describes your religion and or spiritual beliefs? When I say God, in quotation marks, I mean unique, omnipotent, omniscient being who loves us all unconditionally. I like that he is a stickler for logic. I like that he's defining his terms. I love the 4 photos on this, which we will definitely be putting on the Instagram. There are 4 answers here. And I think what you click on
might
not
be
your instinct. So these ones are really quite complicated. He's getting very specific. So the first is, I don't believe in God. I believe in science, blah, blah, blah. I'm an atheist. We all know that's not the right answer. The last one is also not the right answer. That's something else, which we know is his kryptonite. Now the middle two. I believe that Jesus Christ was the only Son of God. I believe that he died on the cross to save us from our sins. And I believe that the only path of salvation is to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, whereupon we are forgiven for our sins. I believe that we only live once, and that reincarnation, as believed by Hindus and Buddhists and by some Christians and Jews, is a false doctrine. I do not know where Jesus was from the ages 13 to 29, but I reject the idea that he spent time in India with Hindus and or Buddhists. I believe that Krishna and Buddha were historical figures who were not sons of God. I acknowledge that Jesus instructs us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, 9 and Luke 11, 2, beginning with two words, our Father, not Jesus' Father, not our Lord's Father. Nevertheless, I do not believe that I am a son, daughter or child of God. So that's option one. For those of you who didn't quite catch that, it's Jesus is the only. Hindu and Buddha are just historical figures, and you accept that you are not the son of God.
And you don't know where Jesus was from ages 13 to 29. That's a core part of my top three beliefs.
All right. So now the second option of what best could describe my religious or spiritual beliefs are, I'm a spiritual person who loves God with all my heart. I believe we are all sons and daughters of God. I believe in reincarnation and karma. I believe I have lived previous human lives and that my past life karma, both bad and good, impacts my circumstances today. I believe that Jesus, Buddha, and Krishna were spiritually enlightened masters who came to help us on our spiritual journey and to set inspiring examples of what we can ultimately become in our own unique, divine way. If not in this lifetime, then in a future lifetime. Now, this man is Republican. He's pro-Trump. We know a little bit about him. Do you think he's going to go for the dogmatic Jesus religion? Or do you think that he's been reincarnated and believes in karma?
Well, he is doing prayer hands in one of his four poses on this picture thing. So I got to say, his face almost does look photoshopped. Anyway, I think with the paisley shirt, brother, get a grip. I think, well, I might go the second one just because maybe he has like some interesting parts of him where he's like, yeah, look, I'm Republican and stuff, but hey, I love spirituality or something. So let's just see what happens if I click it. Because the first one is wildly specific.
Specific.
Maybe he's looking for like, there's like one fine detail in that second one that he thinks is like abjectly untrue, right? Like, you know, the thing of only path to salvation is to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Maybe he does think there's another path. So I might click the third one and see what happens. Oh, I got through.
And that is the only correct answer to that one. You can't have any of the other options to progress. You have to believe in reincarnation, karma, and to believe that we are all sons and daughters of God.
Gee, okay, that's a really... there's so many things in that first option of those two that can be,
I think,
like,
he's, you know, outlining conventional Christianity.
I see.
It seems to be.
It's like, are you kind of like a New Age Christian or an Old Age Christian kind of thing?
I don't think Christian quite comes into the mix, to be honest. I think, and I'll get to exactly why later because I did a little bit more research on this fella, but we'll put a pin in that. Okay. And we'll come back to it later. So, question 5 of 11.
Yeah.
Bryce, how good is your English?
Now, this is going to stump me because here's my theory on this guy. He says he's unwilling to move overseas. So, I wonder if that also kind of translates to, I don't want someone who's not... well, he said they could move. But I just also feel like this is the type of guy who... And I don't know if this sounds like fucked up to say, but I feel like this is a kind of guy who wouldn't totally have a problem with dating someone who could not speak English because he loves like the power trip from it. For him, yeah, he would treat it as like, even though of course this is not reality, but he would go, oh, well, you can't speak English, so I'll have to guide you around and I'll have to be the one holding your hand in America. I feel like he would actually get off on that thought process.
My uncle who lives in God knows where South Australia has that set up. Him and his wife don't speak the same language.
Right.
And it's a strange relationship, but I would say it errs on that same effect.
Right. Because there's totally people that can... There's like sometimes things translate beyond language, right? But I suppose there's sometimes you clock something and you go, wait a minute, why is this guy almost kind of talking down at her when he describes her, or like when he's telling people a story, like, oh, well, I had to take her to the fucking mechanic because she didn't. Like, I've clocked that with some things before. So your options here are...
Straight up my uncle, yeah.
Yeah, so the options here, my native language is English. I do not know English. I'm using a translator to read this website, but I'd like to learn. I'm fluent in English, although it's not my first language. I reckon, well, this person says I know some English. I think options 1, 2, Sorry, 1, 3, and 4 will get you through. I'm going to say my native language is English. I'm sure there's no problem with that answer.
I'll tell you, only options 3 and 4, they have to be native in English. Now we get to the weird legal section. Question 6 of 11. Yeah, you're looking at this. Which of the following best describes your citizenship and potential US immigration status? This is detailed. I feel like he's just copied and pasted this from, like, I don't know what the immigration website is, but whatever that is. So you can either be a citizen of the United States or a permanent resident with a green card, or you could be a citizen of one of the following countries. These are the US visa waivers and visa-free countries. Andorra, Australia, Austria, Belgium, Bermuda, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Czech Republic. It goes on like this, but I'm going to read them all out. Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France. This is kind of like Yakko doing the countries of the world song. Germany, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Latvia, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta, Marshall Islands, Micronesia. It keeps going. Yeah, I'm up to M. I'm going to quit.
We've got a few options here. It's good.
You could also be living inside the United States illegally, but it's not my fault. One day when I was under the age of 18, my parents or other family members brought me to the United States illegally. Ever since that day, I have been living inside the United States. I'm not a US citizen. I do not have a US green card. I do not have a US visa. And I have not been granted refugee status by the US government. I have never been convicted of any felony crime in the US. That actually does get you through.
Yeah, I thought it might. If it's not your fault, then like he's being empathetic, you know, sympathetic.
Maybe his standards are lowering. So we all know that the ones that are not going to get us there are none of the above.
Yes.
I do not have a US visa or other document to enter the US illegally. To enter the US legally. And those are the only ones. Here, you can be a refugee. You can have a visa that will expire in over a year.
Okay. I suppose as long as you're a Republican refugee, then it's okay.
that's how you got to be.
So let's go, I'm a citizen of the United States. Well, actually, no, I'm a citizen of Australia. So why don't I actually do that? Because it's fine, right?
It is.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
what is your hairstyle? Okay,
I don't make the cut.
Holy
you
shit.
You actually do.
Really? Okay, let's see. My hair is naturally straight or wavy, but not curly. My hair falls at least halfway down my neck or longer. I have no intention of cutting my hair short. I rarely use or never use hairspray, something else, or what I do with my hair is my business, and no man has any right to demand that my hair look, feel, or smell a certain way. Okay, I'm guessing I can't say that. I suppose I could. Some would say the underlayers of my hair are very curly, the underlayers, but the outer layers are wavy. And it does come just in the photo on this podcast is the most disgusting thing of me ever. Go to my Instagram to get an accurate vibe check of my hair.
At Bryce V. Mills.
But let's go with the first one because it is technically legally true.
The best part is that you can't click what I do with my hair is my business. That will take you to a kissless goodbye.
Damn it. I don't want a kissless goodbye. And I'm at 8 of 11, so looks like we're almost there.
Bryce, do you have a trim waistline?
I mean, yes, but, you know, I suppose I also believe that what I do with my body is my business and no man has any right to demand that my figure look a certain way. But I suppose I can't argue with my Republican God.
No, and if you click that, trust me, you will also find yourself in a kissless goodbye. So yes, your waistline must be trim.
Okay.
And you must have a healthy, well-disciplined eating habit, which he will go into in more detail later.
No, because that's the thing. I have a trim waistline, but what if my eating habits are not disciplined? Let's have a look.
I'll give you a spoiler. The deeper you get into this guy, the more you learn that the only acceptable eating habit is vegetarian at his house, not vegan. And if you want meat, you must eat it at a restaurant.
Wow, he's vegetarian. That's really fascinating about him, though. So he does have some little caveats of like wokeness.
I think it's the Buddha Krishna thing.
Yeah, right. That's like struck him somewhere. Somewhere he went and like, you know, picked up that kind of.
I feel like he's kind of done some acid in Goa or something, and this has sent him sideways. Because also he's quite open to other races.
Interesting. I was going to say maybe he took the acid by accident. Like he was on like a really conservative trip and then he thought he was having a brownie and then everything changed and he's like still trying to fight for his former identity.
through his fedora. And
yeah, that's why he keeps it on.
So question 9 of 11. Bryce, a loaded one. How do you feel about feminism?
Hmm. Okay, well, interesting. Like, I'm trying to use the logic of the previous two questions where he disagrees that a woman has the right to dictate her appearance, which I guess some people would say is an act of feminism. Some people would say it's an act of human rights to dictate your own appearance. So I wonder here, we have, yeah, the options are I strongly support today's feminists. Then we have, oh my God. Okay, he just goes straight into sexual assault here. He says, when a woman accuses a man of sexual harassment or sexual assault or rape, the woman should be believed and the man should be disbelieved. Women should automatically beat men in court regardless of the facts. This is a fucking divorce energy going on for sure.
Divorced energy.
Men and boys should be punished today for bad things that other men, including men who are long dead, did to women. Including women who are long dead. So that's a very fucking loaded answer. I think we're not going to click that. That's just him having a tantrum.
I also wonder if his views on karma and reincarnation don't quite go with that, but who knows?
Well, we've got, I believe that women should have the right to vote, the right to equal treatment under the law, including inheritance and... okay, this is clearly the right answer, I think. Or there's two here, the bottom two. The bottom one is like, I'm very feminine, but I'm not a feminist. I want to surrender into the arms of a strong and wonderful man, give my femininity to him totally, and make him happy as he makes me happy. And then we have one where it's basically like the third option, hopefully you're keeping up with this, is pretty much like a Wikipedia copy and paste of sort of like moderate like feminism, I suppose. Is that even... feel correct?
Well, it's also quite critical of feminism, so he gives what would be potentially a bit of that egalitarian undertone, and then he finishes it off with today's feminism is trying to destroy that balance and that is evil.
Wow, okay.
Spoiler Jesus. Alert, that gets you through to question 10.
I thought it would, honestly. I thought it would. Does being giving in to a strong man get you banned?
No, you can click that and you'll find yourself on question 10 as well. Those are the only two that get you through.
I thought as much. Okay, well, let's just click one of them. Now we have... God, how many times did he go to a photo shoot? Because there's four poses that he's doing in 5,000 different outfits. Oh, okay, interesting. We're talking about problem substances. And to those wondering, if you want a nut with this guy, his definition of a problem substance is any of the following... alcohol, tobacco, cannabis, non-prescription recreational drugs. What? Non-prescription recreational drugs. So, okay, I thought he was talking about Panadol or something for a second. I was like, recreational. I just forgot what it meant. Mind-altering drugs, with or without prescription, and highly addictive drugs, with or without prescription. Wow, so he wouldn't take, like, codeine if he broke his leg? Which of the following best describes your use or consumption of problem substances? I've never used or consumed. I've tried, used or consumed one or more to a limited extent, but I never became addicted. I have been free from all problem substances for more than 3 years, except I might occasionally drink alcoholic beverages socially. I overcame one that was, like, really bad, and then I had 10 years or more clean. Does this guy enjoy an occasional drink? I'm going to say I have consumed, but I do not find myself addicted. Or should I say never? I wonder if he's a tight ass about, like, never. He feels intimidated by a lady who's never had a sip of alcohol.
Just roll the dice. See if you get to the final question.
All right. I'm going to say that he's really, really lowering his amount of potential partners if he says, I have never... is his only... But he's also... his list of problem substances is fucking so... like, with or without prescription is really weird. So I'm going to say I've never used or consumed. Yes!
You got there. For what it's worth, the top three answers would have got you there. You either had to be 10 years sober or you only drank once occasionally in a social setting.
Yeah, wow. All right, well, there we go. Thank God.
Question 11 of 11. Now, our... I love this. I love this question. Which of the following best describes your physical and mental health? There are only two options. Something else or the first one. I'm physically and mentally healthy most of the time. I feel pretty good or excellent, and I have plenty of energy. I do not suffer from any serious physical illness. I do not suffer from chronic pain. I am not disabled. I do not suffer under any mental disorder or serious depression. Longing for your beloved is not depression, in brackets. Thanks, buddy. I am not under the care of a psychiatrist. I do not take any psychiatric medicine. I do not have, need, or want a service animal.
Uh-huh. Well, all right.
That's your only option.
I guess we have to click that. And he's got two thumbs up in the image for this one with a really weird smile, which is, I love, I reckon that's his response to, like, you know, oh my God, I forgot what his name was, but I'm so fucking depressed. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I think I just need a fucking, I don't know. I just feel so helpless. He puts two thumbs up and goes, don't worry, just smile, you know. That's like that pose for him. So I'm going to say that I'm physically and mentally healthy. And, oh, wow. All right. There's more here. Jesus.
Dude, there's,
and there's
so
a video.
Much more.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. There's so much more. Holy shit.
Yes. He's got another 11 points. We don't have to go through this. I've just picked out the best parts. Uh-huh. He's got introduction, the basics of our relationship, divine resonant tantric partnerships, about me generally, my goals, my weaknesses and challenges, character references from women who know me well. That's the best bit. About you, Vedic astrological compatibility, politics, and contact me. There's a lot in this that I love. The Vedic astrological compatibility is really good. What he wants is someone whose rising sign is either Cancer, Scorpio, Capricorn, Pisces, Suns, Aries, Taurus, Cancer, Leo, Scorpio, blah, blah, blah. The moon is this, the Mercury is that, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn. He's basically defined everything, what he wants everything to be.
That's specific. But I will say, I'm Leo. A sun is the month you're born, or the, you know, the period you're born, right?
I
am a Leo, so I guess we are nuttable.
The character references from women who know me well. He's got, Mark is a saint. I've known Mark since January 2012. Mark is one of my dearest friends, but there's a really brilliant one. I met Mark on an international dating website in 2017. I traveled to Los Angeles and stayed with him for approximately 2 weeks. Our relationship is excellent. Then in brackets, but importantly, still in the quotation mark, as said by Maria G on his testaments, unfortunately, due to problems on my end, unrelated to Mark, we had to end our romance, but we remain friends. That bit was written by Mark within the quote. Then it ends the quotation mark by Maria G. He added his own embellishment and put it in her words. So he's got character references, but here's what I think takes the cake. Is page 10, politics. He goes through 12 ideas of his politics. These include all the things that you can imagine. I support Trump's balanced, compassionate, common sense proposal to solve the immigration problem, blah, blah, blah. He staunchly opposes all electronic voting machines, blah, blah, blah. There are only two genders, blah, blah, blah. My views on abortion are unusual. Turns out they aren't. So he's gone through all these kind of staunchly Republican beliefs. And then he says, number 6, I oppose the laws that criminalize the exchange of sex for money between mutually consenting adults without force or fraud.
It feels like if he can get a nut off, then it should be okay. Like, you know what I mean? His other thing was lusting for your partner is not depression. So as long as he gets a nut off, it's like, yeah, you're fucking fine, you know?
He's pro-sex work.
Right.
And I was like, okay, this is interesting. So I looked into it a little bit more and I was like, all right, Mark Lawrence, who believes all these interesting things, but he's pro-sex work, and he goes into it in excruciating detail of just how much he loves sex work.
I'm so surprised about that, about him.
Well, here's what might surprise you more. With a little bit of digging, I found that Mark has written a book called The Prostitution Delusion, Book 1, debunking 43 myths that falsely condemn prostitution and transforming it into Workshop of the Goddess. This is part one of 5 books that he's written on how good prostitution is. And you know what the best part is, Bryce? I said put a pin in incel culture. He literally, in that book, uses the term involuntarily celibate.
Oh, my God. When was this written, do you think?
2014.
Shit, okay. So incel wasn't quite where it is now as a phrase then. He's got a weird relationship between him and his nut. Like, he's very surprising. I thought this guy would you know, only nut between 6 and 8, no, like 7 and 9 p.m. and then bedtime is 9 o'clock and like, but Clearly, he's a bit more sex progressive than we give him credit for, based on his outfits, photos, and everything he said.
It's crazy. And then the rest of his politics are exactly what you expect. The global warming, aka climate change agenda, is based on the greatest scientific fraud in history. The three skyscrapers in New York City, World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7, that collapsed on 9/11/2001, were destroyed by preset explosives and massive operation planned and executed by agents within the U.S. government, aka the deep state.
What? So he believes in 9/11 conspiracy theories, but doesn't believe in climate change. It feels like you're either one or the other with that stuff.
It's strange, and nothing surprises me about him anymore. So in summary, he puts it down to this politically. I seek a goddess who does not buy into the anti-Trump fake news that constantly gushes from the leftist uni-party controlled mainstream media, who did not support Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election, or who now realizes that doing so was a mistake, and who is not a feminist, as defined above. Go to contact me, which has been appropriately taken down for maintenance. Bryce, I think it's time we judge this.
Final judgment.
If you've never listened to the show before, this is the part of the episode where we ask, does the content that we've brought to the table prove whether or not God is dead? Bryce, is God dead?
There's so many aspects to this, right? The act of creating an online questionnaire in this way, it's a very old person thing to do. Like, brother, I'm sorry, you're not that important and not that special.
But being old is no sign that God is dead. That's, if anything, it's a sign of him being alive.
I think just like the act, though, is such an old person thing to do. That's aside from the fact. I don't know how he expects people to find this website.
Through God is Dead podcast.
Yeah, now he's going to get... If you are a horny single in the US or Australia and you're a Leo, get ready to nut like you never have. I want to say probably... I don't like this guy. I'm going to say God is dead.
Tell me why. Give me some reasons.
I think, look, you're probably going to say God's alive because it's like, he hustled or something. but I think, man, the world needs less people like this. It's just, it's entitled energy. It's entitled behavior. And I reckon that we could be better off without this kind of shit floating around. You know, just jump on Tinder, bro. You can go that old. It's not, you can set your limits. He's like, oh, but I won't be able to talk to them deep enough. Then go on OkCupid. Go on all this other stuff. Just a whole website about yourself with a photo shoot. Imagine what he's telling the photographer. I just think this guy is obsessed with himself a little bit. And, I'm not a fan of that.
I think it's brilliant for the voyeurism that we're experiencing and for the moral high it gives me for not being this guy, which also kind of makes me think God's a little bit dead because that's a real egoic high that I'm getting. However, I'm going to agree with you. I think this is huge entitled energy. His window of goddess, his definition is just so slim. You must tick all these tiny, crazy boxes before you can be with me, the God.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? It's like this same dude. And we see 20-year-olds like this. We see 65-year-olds like this. It's this thing of like, well, it doesn't matter what I look like, what I do. I want a really fucking, like, I want a supermodel that also eats this specific diet, that also has these specific interests, that also is from this specific country, that also has never had any work done on this thing, has never had a, like, her parents are still married, like, just all these specific fucking boxes. And the reason that they won't compromise is literally, oh, well, I'm such a catch. Like, I mean, I just, or that they just fucking don't get it, like, in general. So
meanwhile, his bizarrely specific descriptions of what is and isn't sexual assault just makes me question his past. So I'm like, dude, who the hell are you to set these standards?
He does, I guess he has given an extensive, is that chapter by chapter thing about him, or are you having to answer more stuff?
It's quite projective. So he talks a bit about him and his goals and what he wants from the world. And then he talks about the future that he will be creating with this woman.
And bear in mind, the questions that we just answered are the things that he is not flexible on in any way. And then the next phase is things he's like mildly flexible in. At no point has he said, like, you know, here are the things that I am totally open to or anything. It's all about here's what I'm flexible on to varying degrees, blah, blah, blah. I just want to... Actually, no, it might derail us.
I'll add to that. Keep in mind, his version of being flexible in the flexible section says, I would prefer no tattoo and no body piercing except for earlobes. Nevertheless, a small tattoo and or body piercing is okay, but tongue, nipple or genital piercing is unacceptable. So he's still got rules within his flexible section.
And I mean, I understand this whole thing of like things you don't find attractive or whatever. Everyone's got preferences. My God, of course they do. But... You know, haven't you ever, Cam, like maybe let's say you and I have a type or types that we are historically attracted to, but haven't you ever met someone who doesn't actually tick the normal boxes in your historic kind of like past, but you go, oh my God, but wow, this connection that we're having, all these other things kind of have totally made me fall for you because of blah, blah, blah. Like... This guy just seems to... He either doesn't get out at all and has never experienced that, or he just truly believes that... I don't know. I can't put my finger on it, but it's just so... Man, haven't you ever been blindsided once in your life?
Yeah, I think that's the crux of the problem with this attitude, is he's so, in his own head, open-minded that he's closed-minded.
Mm.
So he's already closed off to serendipity of meeting somebody who might change him. Instead, he's just got one path and he's committed to it and he's going to do it. And when you multiply that attitude by 7 billion, you get a terrible, terrible, terrible world. And that is not a world with God.
That was a fucking banger. We fucking run Mondays. Everyone, smash the like button and share this shit. We fucking run Mondays. God is Dead runs fucking Mondays.
We will be restoring everybody who tags us. That's not clickbait anymore. Like, tag me, Bryson, God is Dead. I want to restore everyone who's listening.
Please. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make sure when you tag the podcast, tag our personals too, and we can show our people that don't know about this podcast that there's a whole bunch of fun being had over here that they don't be knowing about. A lot of our you know, I don't know what you would call them, our other... followers or whatever, they probably don't even know about this because we don't be talking about it that much, so we should probably do that. And you can help us.
Yeah, you can help us. I know that responsibility should lie on us, but, you know, sometimes you feel a bit spammy constantly posting.
Oh, fully. You don't want to be like, hey, look at me. If we can share people's genuine joy, then exactly. Hey, why wouldn't you share it, you know?
So help us if you like the pod. Or you can give us an only 5-star review.
Bro.
If you pass these 11 questions, then you may listen to God is Dead. And then if you're lucky, you can give us a 5-star review.
Do you want to hear something mildly surprising but extremely unsurprising?
Yeah.
After last week's episode, where if you don't know, it was where we played a video of people eating poo and played a video of a guy vaping cum, we got our second ever 1-star review.
Oh, snap. Snap.
So I guess someone was a little grossed out.
But that's not you, because you're part of the God Squad. Anyway, until next Monday, don't leave your house.
Don't be leaving unless it's for an essential task, you know?
Or an essential oil. We all need our essential oils during this trying time.
To stay calm.
That's it from us. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Case closed.